Blog Talk Radio.
Or I don't care if I have to be every day, I want to rock, do never rock.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave the magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We've got a great show planned for you tonight, and I certainly trust that you all are ready for this show. I am ready for this show, and we're going to get ready for you. We're ready for you, actually, and we're bringing you this show live all the way from sunny South Florida. I want to go ahead and take this opportunity to thank all of you all for tuning in to my broadcast each and every week. Of course, I want to go ahead and do my commercial and let you know that I've got a book out there, After the Passion Now, where you can certainly go to drjessewalker.com and order the book. It's in an e-book format. You can have it. It's downloaded immediately over the air. You can also go to amazon.com. The book is also available in hardback and in the Kindle edition as well. So the book is called After the Passion. It's all about relationships. It's that book that it's called After the Passion, Now What? After you get yourself into whether it's the right relationship, how to maintain that, or whether you've gotten yourself into the wrong relationship, you'll be able to look at that. And it comes also with a companion workbook that you can go in and take a look at that book and say, well, hey, you know what? Maybe what I'm going through, I can use that companion workbook to kind of deal with some of my issues, some of my challenges that I'm facing. But nevertheless, I've heard so many people talk about their thoughts on the book and what's been important to them with the book. So once again, I want to encourage you, go after the book. Go in, get your copy of the book, whether you get it for immediate download through the electronic book or e-book, it's shortened for, or you want to get a paperback copy, we can certainly do that. At my website, they're both versions are on sale. Once again, on my website, they're both copies are on sale. So you can certainly go in and get your copy of it. I want to also let you know that we are doing relationship maintenance. Once again, we're doing relationship maintenance. Relationship maintenance is where we're coming in and letting people know, hey, these are some tips, just some tidbits on how to keep your relationship on track. There are also some tips on some things not to do. And, of course, the various information comes from a host of different people. And so I don't claim to just be an expert in the area, but, you know, we can all learn from each other. So you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You can certainly call in at 347-857-1769. Once again, 347-857-1769. You can listen by way of the Internet as well at drsimply.one and drjessewalkerinc.com or drjessewalker.com. And Jesse is spelled J-E-S-S-E, not J-E-S-S-I-E. And Dr. is D-R, no period, D-R-J-E-S-S-E, walker.com. You can press the play button, and you will certainly hear the show live. You can also go in and check out the show, any of the archive shows. I have over 675 shows that we've done now over the past 6 years. I am pretty certain that there's a show in there that you will definitely feel good about, that you will feel comfortable about. So I want you to check that out. Once again, make sure you check that out, and I think you'll be very happy about that. Okay, what else do we have going on tonight? We're going to be bringing in my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, author of Falling in Love with Me. She should be joining us momentarily. So she's going to come in and give you the commercial break about her book, or I should say books, because she has two books out there. Ms. Audrey Blake is also a life coach, just as I am. And there's a lot of, you know, relationships don't have to really be catching torment out there, because there's so many things that you can find that can help you with your relationship, whether it's dealing with your spouse, your significant other, your children, if you're over 18, and remember, you have to be 18 or older to listen to this show, you can certainly find ways to even deal with your siblings, parents, other relatives, other family members, and, of course, friends. So the show brings a wide range of perspectives and topics, and I am confident that you will find something within some of the shows that we've done. And, of course, if you have a show topic, please send us an email. Yeah, there's another address you can send us the email to, and that address is online, all one word, online at drjessewalker.com. Online at drjessewalker.com. You can send us an email right there and give us an idea of a show topic that you would love to hear. Maybe something on your mind, maybe something on your heart, something that you might even be going through yourself. And if you certainly have some information that you would like to pass on to us, for someone that may be in need of some relationship maintenance or just hearing a neutral party, simply give us a call with that in mind as well. All right. We're going to now go ahead and bring in our co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, author of Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement. Ms. Blake, welcome to the show this evening. You're on the air live.
Hi, Dr. Walker. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. The volume may be just a little down on your end.
Okay, are you able to hear me a little better now?
That is much better. That is perfect, as a matter of fact. Welcome
great.
To the show this evening, Ms. Blake. We've got a great show planned, and I know you're ready.
Oh, as always, I'm ready for an exciting show. I saw the topic for tonight, and I knew that it would be an awesome, hot topic. Tonight.
Okay. All right. Why don't you go ahead and take as much time as you need to give your commercial break about your life coach, your books, seminars, webinars, and all that you do, so that they can be inspired and motivated and know how to get in touch with you to get some of your products or to utilize your services.
Sure. Well, thank you for the opportunity to share this information with the listeners. As you stated a few moments ago, I do have a couple of books out. One of them is, really both of them are about relationships. They're just different genres. The first one is a self-help book. It's called Falling in Love with Me. And as I've been saying for weeks now, I'll keep you posted on when the second edition comes out. The first edition can be purchased online in ebook format or soft copy. But if you really want to wait on the new updated version of that book, it should be out by Christmas, and I'll definitely keep everyone posted on that as well. If you want any information that I share tonight, you can simply contact me or my staff by calling our main number, which is 770-866-2162. Or you can shoot an email to fly@fosteringleaders.org. My website is also fosteringleaders.org. The last thing I like to share with everyone listening, feel free to pass it on, is that I do have a novel out. It's called Dying to Wake Up, and it is guaranteed to hold your attention, so I've heard. It's gotten some good reviews. At this point in time, it is an e-book. You can go to Amazon.com and just look for Dying to Wake Up. It's written under the pen name of Marci, M-A-R-C-I. The other thing is if you go to the website, you can link to it from there as well. And the other service that I offer is life coaching, platinum, high-level life coaching services. I am a certified professional life coach, certified by the Life Coaching Institute of Orange County, California, which is a member of the International Coaching Federation. And that's a mouthful, but I said all that to say that I do platinum high-level coaching packages to help people decrease their stress level. I can do several things and offer a complimentary session by phone so you can just benefit from an initial session. And also, if you've ever wanted to write a book yourself, I am a writer's coach, and I can coach the book out of you. So just once again, the contact number is 770-866-2162 or the website the website is fosteringleaders.org. And also you can check out yourprofessionallifecoach.com. That's a mouthful, Dr. Walker, but that's probably it in a nutshell.
Well, you know, that is so awesome. And Ms. Blake, if I just may ask, and I'm not sure if you mentioned one or two or maybe three of your topics that you cover. Can you just tell us maybe three of your topics that you may cover in your webinar or issues that you deal with in terms of life coaching?
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned webinars. I do presentations and speaking engagements, as you know, that being through both of us presenting at a conference. Some of it is dealing with cleaning out your emotional closet, dealing with, you know, getting the emotional clutter out of your life. A lot of people clean their physical closets but don't deal with their emotional closets. They keep that stuffed up for life. The other things are de-stressing your way to happiness. So I do a lot of focusing on good mental health and how to sharpen up your soft skills like getting along with others, relationships and coworkers. And these are all skills that can translate from your personal life to your professional life.
Okay, well, that's great. That's great. Have you ever known, just before we get to the topic of tonight, have you ever known anyone that's been in a relationship for a long period of time and then they discovered that they were in the wrong relationship? A relationship
no.
that wasn't really in their best interest?
Yes. Yeah, I'm laughing. I've known a few. I've known quite a few in that situation. And I think tonight's show is going to be a very awesome one that can speak to a lot of individuals.
Yes, yes. And I guess we can say also with certainty that I would imagine the number of people who have gotten divorced, I would venture to say that a large percentage of them realize that, you know what, for some reason, this is the wrong relationship. I've been in the wrong relationship. And so, unfortunately, it takes them sometimes 10, 20 years before they draw that conclusion. What do you think happens to people? Why does it take so long before they come to grips and say, you know what, I can't take this anymore? What happens
to people?
Well,
it's interesting you say that because I'm starting another book that's going to address those very issues. But one of the things is it's a matter of the heart sometimes. You know, love is a really strange thing sometimes, and the power of love can never be underestimated.
Yeah, the power of love you never underestimate. But the fact of the matter, you know, people thought that they were all super-duper in love, and then they're realizing that, hey, you know what, I can't get along with this person, you know? So
right. Well, and that's what I'm touching on. People can't get along, but they still have this underlying love. You know, you probably heard the saying, and I think it was a song back in the day, it's a thin line between love and hate. And
right,
so,
it is.
Yeah, so people, you know, people probably can't stand each other, but they also love each other.
Right. But see, I agree with you. There's that time when it becomes a fine line where people can't stand each other, but they do. Like you're saying, they love each other, and in some cases, they just don't like each other. And I think that the liking part is very, very important. Very, very important.
Exactly.
So that is the thing that we need to take a look at as well. Tonight's topic, as you all know, is, I sent a notification out to my listening audience to let them know by asking the question, are you in the wrong relationship too long? Or are you staying in the wrong relationship too long? You know, and so I want to speak to that issue, and then we'll open the phone lines up. We'll go to our story momentarily. But when I think about the wrong relationship, it's a matter of thinking about a relationship where you say, you know what, I've been here. I'm going over the same thing for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and you're having the same issues, the same issues. If you, for example, if you're having an issue where in your relationship you're not having effective communication because it's a financial mm-hmm. issue, where let's just say the lady says, well, you never take me out. You don't take me out even to dinner. You know, you don't do any, on any of the things that you used to do when we were dating. You know, what happens? And the man says, well, you know, I'm busy working or I'm watching, you know, I like to watch my football. I don't like going out. I don't like doing it. But then he did those things when they were dating. But he stopped now. And so in 3 years' time, you're going through the same thing. How important is that person needs to know that, you know what, there's something that's wrong here. He's still not taking her out, and she's been complaining for 3 to 5 years. What's the best thing for her to do?
Well, she needs to wake up. You're talking about, and I always have to distinguish, are we talking about a marriage or a relationship? I'm sorry, is it a marriage or a relationship?
Yeah, let's say it's a marriage.
A marriage, you're a little bit more committed to me than a relationship. A relationship has more options. That's just my opinion.
Right.
You know, well, one, in expressing it, but she needs to recognize that either, you know, he brought his representative to the marriage, you know, in other words, to the dating relationship, and when they got married, then his representative retired, and now she's seeing who he really is.
Okay. Wait a minute. I think that's worth repeating. He brought his representative to dating, right?
When they were dating, he brought his representative. Right. He sent his representative.
Right.
And now
right.
that they're married, his representative retired.
Okay. So he showed up. I think that's
right.
Very
good. Exactly.
I think that is a very good way of putting it. So now the question becomes, what should she do? What should she do when she realizes this is who I married?
Well, it's a couple of things I tell people. As I get older, I've changed the answer. You know, back in the day, I would be like, girl, you need to leave him, you know. But as I've gotten a little older, the question becomes that I say to people, you need to decide what you're going to tolerate and what you're not. And there may be some calls out there that disagree with me, but I feel strongly about it. It's a matter of what you're going to tolerate. You know, what is your deal breaker? How important is that to you? Is he providing? Is he meeting your physical and sexual needs? Is he loving and kind and he just won't take you out? Because, you know, maybe you can find some girlfriends to go out with. Or do you have a very deep intrinsic need to, you know, your love languages, you need to be taken out. Then, you know, you have to say that either you do it or this is not going to work. So it depends on the individual or what they're willing to tolerate.
Okay, all right, that's fair enough. Let's take a look at tonight's story, and we're going to be quite brief with it because we really want to get back and get some phone lines here. Let me go ahead and read this here story. It's about Bertha and Albert. Now, Albert and Bertha have been dating 4 years before becoming engaged for 1 year. A few months ago, Albert decided to call off the engagement, citing he felt he is holding on to the wrong relationship. This, of course, broke Bertha's heart. Now, as much as Albert claims that he loves Bertha, he is standing by his decision to maintain the breakup. Now, it's now been 2 years since their breakup, and Albert is seriously missing Bertha, who has moved on with her life in another relationship. Now, she still has feelings, of course, for Albert and will not infringe on his decision. Seeing a therapist, he insists he did the right thing because he felt he had wasted over 4 years in a relationship that happened to be the wrong relationship, okay, for him. Now, he has confidence that his decision will ultimately pay off and he will eventually find the real love of his life that would be more compatible for him. He refuses to look back. Now, the question becomes, and one of our questions tonight becomes, if two people are in love, how could there possibly be a problem that can't be worked out? People are in love. And let me start by asking you that, Ms. Blake. If people are in love, how can there possibly be a problem that can't be worked out?
Well, I say this a lot. Not everything you love is good for you.
Okay.
So, you know, you might love something. I mean, you know, some people, diabetics may love candy, but it can kill them. You know, so not everything you love is good for you.
Okay. All right. That sounds fair enough. We're going to go to the phone lines in just a moment. We're going to go to 205-908. Let me see if we can get there. Yes, we're going to go to 205-908. Welcome to the show this evening. Who do we have on the air?
This is Jack.
Welcome back, Jack.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank both of you.
Okay, Jack, give us your thought on it. If two people are in love, and tonight's topic being, are you holding on to the wrong relationship? Are you holding on to the wrong relationship? If two people are in love, Jack, why can't they just simply, you know, make it work? Why can't they simply just give along?
Or old Rodney King syndrome. I agree with that, you know, what you're saying and all. I mean, I think if they're in love, according to what their definition of love is, I mean, if they really have this mutual understanding, this mutual respect, this mutual commitment, and they're both saying that they're deeply heads over heels for the other party and all, then why can't they get along? Now, I know that, you know, a lot of times when I'm talking, I give you a spiritual standpoint, but I give practical standpoints, but eventually it's going to lead back to a spiritual standpoint anyway. But I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and he said, if two people call themselves Christians, they should be able to work out anything. So I'm saying the same thing in this topic that you have tonight. If two people in love and they call themselves Christians, they should be able to work it out. They should be able to stay together. And you're going to have some rough edges along the way. We already know that, okay? No two people are alike because we're not from the same background. And my culture may be completely different from yours. But we can disagree in order to agree, and we can come together, but we don't have to be disagreeable. So I think the bottom line is that two people who are committed to each other and saying that they are in love, I don't see why they just can't work it out.
Well, I certainly agree with that. I certainly agree, and that makes sense. We're going to ask you to send your comments in at drjessewalker.com so that we can also take a look at your comments. In this case, with Albert and, let's say with Albert and Bertha here, let's just say if the situation were a situation, Jack, and let me pose this to you, that Bertha was in love with somebody else and she got married too quickly with him. Let's just say if that were the situation, and her heart is somewhere else. That love, they say, is the strongest force in the universe. What should she do, if anything?
Well, I think she should do something at this point. I mean, I think she should be straight up and straightforward with Albert and tell him that, listen, you know, I know we're married and everything, but my heart is over here. My heart is somewhere else, and I really want to be there because she's doing Albert a disservice by being there. She's in the bed with him. They're into intimate marriage act, and then she's thinking about somebody else. So she's doing him a disservice, and she's lying. She's lying not only to him, she's lying to God, and she needs to just tell them straight up, the feelings are just not there. And I'll say that to all the people that are listening to the show tonight. If your heart is just not in it, you need to just move on. You just move on and let them move on, be it male or female. You need to just let them move on, go about their business, and you go about yours if you're just not in it, because that's what caused so many problems down the line. Because later on you tell somebody 15 years into a relationship, you know, I never really loved you. That's gonna, what kind of message is that sending?
I agree with you, Jack. I agree with you 100%, because I think that people need to know, and sometimes people feel that they're rescuers and that they can save people and they won't spare their feelings. But to be honest with somebody, it's the best thing that you can do. And then you can, the person can decide for themselves whether they want to, you know, spend time in it or not. Ms. Blake, we're going to bring you in. Go ahead.
Yes, and I definitely agree with all the comments that have been said tonight. It's the best thing to do. And the thing is, I can tell you that the individual who does not want the divorce or the relationship split up, they will be hurt. They may even be angry, but they will thank you for it later.
That's
because
right.
It's very unfair to them to make them think everything is okay when you know in your heart that you're miserable or you don't love them.
Right. All right, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. All right, let's take another. We're starting to get some of the comments that are coming in. But just before we go to some of the comments, let me go ahead and ask this question relative to tonight's broadcast, and that is, it's going to still relate to the tonight's story. What would cause a person to think he or she is in the wrong relationship? Jack, let me pose that to you. You know, like Albert, I mean, here Albert is clearly saying, you know what, I've been in this wrong relationship for 4 years. I can't do it anymore.
Well, I think there's telling signs. And you guys more or less are the experts, so you guys probably would know a lot of those signs. I'm a realistic guy, and I can just only share light on, you know, what I've experienced and all. But I think that the telling signs to me would be that she's just not showing the affection or the love that she had shown in the beginning and all. It seems like it's just wasted or whatever. So I think there are signs that you can tell, you can pick up on when you come near her, she's moving, you know, or something like that, or she's not showing the affection by touching. Because, see, touch is so important. People don't understand that touching is very, very important. Hugging is very important and all. And when people don't do those little things, they're not into the pitying part before you get into the marriage act and all of that. So to me, these are signs. It's like they've lost it or whatever. You can't say, you can't blame it on age, because everybody, Maslow has five needs on his hierarchy, and the need to belong and the need to be loved is high on that chart. So everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to belong. Everybody wants to be appreciated and all that. So if they're not showing that, to me, those are telling signs. That's to let you know that, hey, she's lost it or he's lost it. So it's time for you to sit down and have a man-to-man or a woman-to-woman talk with that individual and let them know either you come clean or either we're out of here. I mean, that's the reality of it all. Why stay in a relationship that you know that there's no love and there's no affection? I think it's time for somebody to say, good riddance. I really do.
Well, I tend to agree with that also. But what if those attributes, those things that you're saying are present, and the person is doing everything that they can to show you that they're in love with you, they're doing all these things, yet you may have moved too fast in a relationship and your heart is still somewhere else with a person that probably doesn't even do half of the things that your significant other does. But your heart is there. Ms. Blake, let me ask you about that question, and then we'll go to Jack.
Well, Dr. Walker, you touched on what I was saying earlier about love, because, you know, that heart is something else. And you touched on a very good point, is that the individual you may be with may be doing a whole lot more than the individual that your heart is with, but your heart is still where it is.
Right, and see, that's the drawback. So, Jack, let me ask you if you'll take a look at that. What about in a situation like that where that person is doing everything? They're affectionate, they're loving, they're doing everything.
You're going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to make a decision. If that person is doing everything that you want them to do in the relationship, except for your heart is not really into that person, your heart is somewhere else, that person is going to have to make a decision. Either you're going to stay in that relationship with him, or you're going to go somewhere else with the person that you call yourself so in love with. You. Now, the grass not always, you got to keep this in mind too, Ms. Blake, that the grass is not always green on the other side, like you would think that, oh, it's maybe a lot better over there. You know what you got. Okay, my dad used to tell us that all the time. You know what you got, but you don't know what you're getting. So if you're in this relationship and this guy is doing everything possible to wine and dine you and to make you feel like a woman, to feel like the queen, and then your heart is somewhere else, now you're going to have to make a decision whether you're going to stay in that relationship with this king who's treating you like a queen, or into your Prince Charming that you're thinking about down the line that you fell in love with many, many years ago and you never let it go. My advice to that person is that you should never have gotten married if your heart was someplace else. Even if you had gotten pregnant by this individual, if your heart was someplace else, I don't think you should have married this person, because not only are you doing him a disservice, but you're doing yourself a disservice as well. Now,
okay.
I've heard this also. Now, people have learned to fall in love with some people that they wind up staying with for a number of years, and they fall out of love with the person that they were in love. You hear that all the time. You hear that they fall in love with the person that they've been with because they treat them, you know, like with respect and everything, and then they fall out of love with the person they were in love with in the beginning.
That's deep, Jack.
Okay.
And Jack, let's just, I think, Dr. Walker, we can have a quick dialogue about this, because Jack is saying some really deep things, and our listeners need to hear this.
Absolutely.
But, hey,
absolutely.
You talk about, you know, the grass not being greener on the other side. But, you know, I'm gonna put some, you know, a spice to this whole thing. But what
okay.
if you're miserable? I mean, you know, you are just miserable. I mean,
mm-hmm.
baby, like, you don't want to come home. Like, you'd rather go to work on a Sunday than
mm-hmm.
come home.
Mm-hmm.
And you
mm-hmm.
got a Monday through Friday job. And I'm laughing about it, but I know people who've done it and who have been through it. And they're pretty
yeah,
close to
gone
me.
Too. I can respond to that now. I can definitely respond to that. Now,
so
if
you're laying in bed and you
point,
wish you were somewhere else.
If you've gotten to that point, it is time to go. It's time to go. If you don't want to come home, because, oh, you hate the sight of seeing her, maybe she's gained about, and I'm just saying this, and I'm just doing this,
right.
It may not be this, but she's gained 200 or 300 pounds. And she's not
okay.
that beautiful, attractive woman that was there when you first
or
met her.
Or maybe he's got a gut now, you know?
Okay.
And he was an athlete when he married him.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, that could very well be possible. That could very well be possible. But now the Bible does say that we got to revert back to the Bible, because that's
right.
the rule of life. It says that for better or for what? For better or for worse. Better,
how
or
much
worse.
Worse, Jack? How much worse? I'm just saying. And I'm laughing, but I know there's somebody
no,
out there.
No, but I know you're serious. I know you're
that
serious.
Question.
I know you're serious. Now, if my wife had gained, you know, 100 pounds. Now, see, now, I'm always looking, see. I'm always looking at her. So I could tell whether she's gaining a few extra pounds. So what I would do, I said, no, we're going to run. We're going to go to the park, and we're going to exercise together. I'm going to keep you from gaining that 120 pounds or whatever. That's what I would do because of
okay,
my love for her.
But I'm going to throw something. I'm going to throw this in here. So
okay. So
you say to your wife, well, honey, you know, you give some suggestion that can improve maybe her emotion or her physical needs, and she looks at you and says, look, this is who I am. Love to leave it.
Yes, yes. What about
and
then, that?
And,
yes,
and I'll
right.
take the latter, too, and I'll do the latter. I'll do the latter if it gets to that point where, see, because I think I've heard you all say this, okay, there's no excuse for infidelity and all, okay, no excuse
right.
for that. Okay, so if you're going to do that, and then I go to work, you know, I see this young, attractive young lady, you know, she's dressed, got on this sweet-smelling perfume and all of that, and I got to come home, like you said, I'm going to hate to come home, I'm going to want to stay at work, and I'm going to have her to do some extra work so she can be there with me and everything and all.
Right.
Uh-huh. I mean, it only makes sense that she does, it's, like you said in the beginning, the courtship should continue in the marriage. That's what keeps
right.
the spouse
okay.
going. That's what keeps it going.
Right. All right. I want to ask you all to stand by just for a second. We're going to come back to Jack. We're going to take a couple other callers momentarily. But, Jack, I want to just put a question out there to you to think about, and then we will come back to you after we take a couple calls. And I know you say you revert back to the Bible a great deal, because that's the point of origin for us in a lot of cases, in all cases, I would say. Then the practical issue is, I'm saying again, once your heart, let's just say, I know you mentioned for better or for worse, but what if you've gotten into a relationship too soon you've gotten into another relationship soon, and you find that you're not able to cut ties of your heart. Not doesn't mean that you're communicating with somebody, your ex, for example, but you just find that naturally it comes to you that the love of that person, the thoughts of that person come so natural that it almost seems like you can't get over that person. So here, you could be intimate with your significant other. The lady can be that way with him, but what is happening is, I mean, your mind just begins to wander elsewhere. So think about that, Jack, and then we're going to take another call.
Okay.
We're going to go to 954-226 first. Who do we have on the air with us?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Oh, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Rose.
I figured it was Rose.
Hi, everyone. How are you all doing?
I'm going to say,
if the person's heart is someplace else, then that person needs to get out of that relationship and go where his or her heart is, because both parties are going to be miserable. He or she, whoever is in love with someone else, they're not going to be happy no matter how good they're being treated, because the heart is someplace else. And if the heart is not in the relationship, it doesn't matter what the person does. So it's not going to make a difference because their heart is just not there. And I understand, Jack, when you said, you know, that after a while, you know, you can fall out of love with the person that your heart will belong to, and then fall in love with the person that you're now with. And that's true. I agree that can happen. But if it's several years going on and you're still feeling the same way, then I don't think you need to torture yourself or be so unfair to the other person. You know, I think that person needs to go. Just go where your heart is.
Okay, Rose, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to take another caller. We're going to go to 305-684. We're going to go to that caller quickly here now. Who do we have on the air with us? We're going to go to 305-684. Who do we have on the air? Wait a minute. Hang on a second. The producers didn't sign them in. All right.
Tim.
Once again, 305-684. Tim, thank you for joining us, Tim, this evening. Tim, give us your take on what's been said tonight. Either you're responding to Rose or Jack or Ms. Blake or myself, anything that's been said. And tonight's topic, once again, is are you holding on to the wrong relationship?
Okay, I first want to say hello to everybody. You know, I come on this show every now and then, and usually Rose and I butt heads. But Rose, I agree with you on this one, Rose. This is the first time. You're right, and I really don't like that because I don't like being agreeing with you. I always think the man is right no matter what's going on. So, but and as for Jack, you know, we do have that issue. You know, you court this woman, she's nice, she's beautiful, she's sexy, you have a great relationship with her, and then you marry her. And 10 years from now, she's 300 pounds. And you know, you're going to work and you're seeing this nice, sexy young lady that's, you know, 120 pounds looking all good. And then you have to go home and look at that 350-pound woman. Rose, what is the problem with you all women? Why y'all do this to us?
Where is the commitment? See, just like a man, you're only visual. You just look at the outside.
No, wait, but wait, Rose. I didn't say leave her. I just want to know why she gained all that weight.
Are you with a big cum? Miss Blake.
Can I interject? This is the co-host.
Who gained the weight and looked 9 months pregnant, and the woman still stayed with him. What about that?
But it's nothing wrong with a man with a little bit of belly. That's sexy. Plus, he shaved his head and he's bald, too.
Okay. This is the co-host, Audrey. Can anybody hear me?
Hey,
I was going to respond to our caller. You said, why we do that to you? Because we have your babies.
That's the problem with y'all women. Y'all always want to put everything on the babies. The babies ain't got nothing to do with y'all gaining 400 pounds.
I agree. But I will say this. I am a strong advocate of a woman keeping her sexy. I mean, anybody that knows me, I really am.
Thank you.
But
thank
y'all need to keep your sexy, too. It goes both
okay.
ways.
We always sexy. We always, if we get the beer belly, we shave our head and we bald. Now we're sexy again with
oh
the beer belly.
Michael
Jordan for that one.
We don't like the big belly man. We don't like that. That's not sexy for us.
Now y'all can only have one, either the big belly or the bald head. Which one you want?
Well, I think the bald head is fine. That's a whole nother show because
okay.
you know
exactly.
when the hair start leaving, you need to let it go anyway.
Okay, well y'all can thank Michael Jordan for that one.
All right. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. We've got a live one tonight. We're going to ask you all to stand by. We're going to take another line. As a matter of fact, the producers have sent me a notice that they want us to go forward with the show next week. The male and female physical changes after you've said I do. So Tim and Jack, we definitely want you all to be back on that show because we will be talking about some of those very issues on that show.
Dr. Walker, if I have to agree with Rose again next week, I don't know if I can do it now. That's 2 weeks in a row? Are you kidding me?
I am just so baffled about this Tim guy.
Rose, hold on. We're going to give you the chance to go at him again. Let's take another excuse me. I've been laughing so hard. We're going to take another call here, 980-263. Who do we have on the air with us this evening? And welcome.
Oh, this is Homer. This is a long time. This is Homer.
Okay, Homer. Homer.
Long time listener, okay. About 4-time caller.
Okay, very good, Homer. We're glad you're keeping record, and we're glad that you're tuning in. Homer, tell us, Homer, you've been on the show before, and I do remember the name. I'd love to have you next week about when we discuss the male and female physical changes. After you said
oh,
I do, you know,
my,
why is that some men like Rose was saying? That's right up your alley. We would love to
that's
have
up my alley, Dr. Walker.
Okay, well, come on in and join us next week on that one because there a lot of things have taken place, but I don't want to lose track of this particular show tonight. This particular show tonight is, are you holding on to the wrong relationship? Tell me, Homer, what do you think may cause people to be holding on to the wrong relationship? Is it because somebody may have money?
Money is definitely it, physical changes. But money, to me, would be a big key. You can try to stay with somebody because of a money issue. Maybe you're afraid to be by yourself because of finances, or maybe that person has a little, you know, has money. So that could be
a woman.
Okay. All right. All right. Tim, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. Jack, we're going to come back to you in a moment about that other question that I asked. But let me go to, we're going to go to another phone line. We're going to go 407-202. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. Who do we have with us?
We got John on the air. How's everyone?
Hi, John.
We're good, John. Thank you for joining us, John. John, can you help us make some sense about people that are possibly holding on to the wrong relationship, and what are some of the telltale signs?
Well, if you're asking questions, I can't say that I have any answers. I just have more questions.
Okay. All right. We'll take that. All right, then, John, give us one of your questions. Give us one of the questions that you have, John.
I just want to know if men and women are supposed to remain married after long after having kids, because it seems like happiness is at first. After happiness comes first, we get married. All of a sudden, by the time you have kids, that happiness goes away, and then you're stuck. So what do?
Okay, hang on a second.
Well, you chose the right words then, John. Stuck.
Oh, hold on, John. John, I'm sorry. My producers are threatening me right now. They're saying that they did not clearly, they don't think the audience clearly heard what you asked. Okay, so.
Your producers must be women.
John, we're going to ask you to please restate your question.
Well, my question is marriage meant to be for the long haul? Because it seems to be a certain process with marriage. You're happy at first, and then you get married, kids come along, and all of a sudden, you know, that happiness seems to go away. So I don't know. It's like marriage is just meant to be until you have your kids and raise them. After that,
but Dr. Walker,
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Let me just let him finish this thought. And then, Ms. Blake, we're going to bring in, you say, John, if I hear you correctly, you're saying this marriage meant for the long haul. It seems that after you have the kids, the novelty seems to wear off. If this is what I hear you saying correctly. And you want to know
it
why.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
All right.
How do you maintain that?
We're going to ask you to come in, Ms. Blake, and speak to that issue. Then we're going to go to
Cole. Yeah, so here's the thing. People, this is why I tell people, whether married or single parent, that you need to learn how to date throughout the experience. You have people who put, and people may disagree, but, you know, it never stops me from saying it. So ideally you should wait to have kids, but people don't always plan kids, and we know that, even the ones who pretend they do. So, but even after you have the children, you have got to find the time to romance each other. Because what happens is you get caught up in, you know, parenthood, which is very demanding, and you may lose some things. And then the kids finally get out the house, hopefully, and then you're looking at each other like you're strangers. So you've got to keep that romance alive.
I think that that is important. And I think that there is, I also, John, I want to say this here. I believe that there is something that happens with that romance that Ms. Blake is talking about when children come along, because the dynamics of your relationship changes for the rest of that relationship, particularly until, like Ms. Blake said, until they get out of the house. It's almost as if you don't see the romance, if you ever do see it again, is when they're gone. And by that time, a lot of people have changed marriages. There's only the ones that have stayed in the marriages now are within the minorities, and you can check the statistics out on that yourself. We're going to go to Rose real quick, and then we're going to come back. Rose, give us your take on either rebuttal to Tim or something that may have been said earlier.
I want to say something to
him. I'm going to address Jack's question because I think, you know, I mean, not Jack, John's question. Yeah. Sorry, Jack. Because so many times, you know, that's an issue, and that's a serious issue that happens in marriages. For some reason, when the kids come along, especially, you know, when they're very young, you find that the love seem as if it went through the door. I'm not sure if it actually do, though. I think most of the times, men in particular, become a bit jealous because now they don't have the wife all to themselves, because now the wife has to take care of the children more so than taking care of the husband. And they probably just don't find that balance. And sometimes the husbands don't stay long enough to realize that the wife, you know, she has big responsibilities, going to work, taking care of the kids, and taking care of the husband. So maybe if the husband find a way to actually help the wife, you know, that might give her a little break, and then also date her still. Sign a date night, you know, get a babysitter, and take her out. Do the things you used to do with her when you were dating her before the kids come along. Maybe that might help a little bit. And when you do that, it's going to trigger something inside of her. She's going to want to be more affectionate. She's going to want to do more for you because you see how much you're helping. Also, don't always make it sex, because now she's tired. You know, don't always make it sex. Make it sometimes where she thinks you're going to want sex, and let her know, no, sweetie, I know you're tired. You know, we can do that tomorrow or so. I'm being for real, you know.
Right.
It helps her out. It makes her realize that it's not only sex that you're there for. You actually care about her and how she's feeling. You know, if you do that, then I really believe that she'll have more sympathy on you and be more willing to, you know, go the extra yard.
Well, that's an interesting perspective. John, we're going to give you a chance to rebuttal. You're listening to Live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're telling me that I've got to get to some of these comments that are coming in. Homer, we want to give you an opportunity to respond, but let me first take this other caller. We're going to go to 786-985. You're listening to Live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have on the air joining us this evening?
Dr. Walker, this is Mrs. X, and I'm so sorry to be joining you all at this late time.
Ms. X, well, better late than never, they say. Give us your take on, we're talking about, are people holding on to the wrong relationships? Or if you want to respond to something that's been said, you're welcome to do that as well. Thank you for joining
us. Yeah, I'd like to respond to what the young lady was saying in response to the gentleman's question regarding after the children come and, you know, the marriage seems to die or the relationship dies out. And the young lady was stating that, I forgot what she was stating, but I was going to come in with the opposite of that, which was the fact that sometimes if the husbands would help the women out because her role changes. And I'm just saying sometimes men look at that as an opportunity to go outside the marriage because now the woman is occupied. She has the children, you know, the old barefoot and pregnant. And so, therefore, you know, her chances of going out have lessened, and it increases his opportunities to go out and, you know, engage in other things.
Okay, I think that's an interesting
point. And that will kill a marriage.
Yeah, you're
okay,
right.
I think that that's an interesting perspective. And, I mean, now I just don't think that there are any guarantees, and I do think that in reference to John's concern, I do believe that, and this is just my personal opinion, I believe that you would wonder sometimes if marriage is due for the long haul. And as a matter of fact, we are going to do a show, an upcoming show on that particular topic. Is marriage meant for the long haul, especially after children? And then we also have a future show coming up. Do women still show love to their significant other after the children? So we do have shows that are coming up. So we're going to ask you all to stay tuned for those shows. They will be here in the very near future, within the next 2 or 3 weeks. Jack, let's go back to you real quickly and ask to respond to the question that we asked, seems like 100 years ago, but nevertheless, you know, about the spiritual element and what a person's heart is somewhere else, and then that commitment. And like Rose said earlier, it doesn't sometimes matter what the person is doing if the heart is not there. Give us your take on that, Jack.
Well, you can't always follow your heart because your heart can deceive you. I was just thinking about what Tim said, what Homer said, and also what John said. If you really think about it, I mean, they may have been kidding somewhat, but that's reality. All those things that they were saying, the security of the marriage, finances, why people get married and all, you get married because of the things that Tim was saying, and then you're in a relationship and you come home to a 300-pound woman and you're seeing someone. You got to think about all that, even what John said as well, okay, and about it is in for the long haul. So you have to think about all of those things that were said. And I love the responses of how the ladies were responding, Ms. X, Ms. Rose, and also Ms. Blake. The show is a really good show and all, but you can't always follow your heart because your heart can deceive you.
I think that that is an excellent way to put it because I like what you said earlier, Jack. You oftentimes people think that the grass is greener on the other side, but you're probably seeing someone like Tim may have mentioned earlier. You know, he goes home to the 300-pound woman or 350-pound woman, but then he sees the 120-pound woman at work. But he's seeing her coming out Vogue magazine, Essence magazine, and then like you said earlier, Jack, you quoted someone by saying, "Oh, your father," you mentioned. You know, you know what you got, but you don't know what you're going to get. And
that's
I've had an experience where, you know, sometimes men, when they've known that one man has been with what seems to be a drop-dead gorgeous woman, and then a few years later they've divorced them, and then they're married to the 300-pound woman, and that's figuratively speaking, of course, but they're married to someone that some of these men who look and say, well, I saw his ex-wife, and she was drop-dead gorgeous. But now he's with a woman that doesn't seem as appealing. And that's because that man has experienced what he's experienced with that seemingly, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder, seemingly with that drop-dead gorgeous woman. It's been the woman that's taken him through probably pure hell, and he realizes that, you know what, I'm better off with a woman that I can love, that can love me back. You know, she's still beautiful in my eyes. she may not look like that woman, but he's not even comparing her anymore because he's saying that might just be a showcase. You know, that might be a facade. So you never know. Just like you said, Jack, the heart is deceitful. It truly is, because the minute you get over there with Vogue magazine or Essence magazine, you're going to be saying, if I get back to where I was all along, that becomes a good thing. And I think that we're seeing through some false pretense, you know, when we're looking and saying, oh, it looks good over there or where I was. But there's a reason why that ex became your ex, and we need to be reminded of that. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Ms. Blake, I want you to come in and give us your take on, you know, why are people holding on to the wrong relationships or anything that's been said?
Well, I think they do it for several reasons, and I think something that wasn't mentioned was the sex. I mean, you know, that's another powerful thing. Dr. Jacobs talked about the whole hormone, the oxytocin, and the bond that people have, and how difficult it is, basically a drug, an addiction. So there are people who do that as well.
Yes, that is so very important. You know, let me see if I can get in here a few of the comments. And Rose, we're going to give you the first comment that's come in. I'm going to ask everybody, because we only have 4 minutes before we just close the show out. We're going to go with the first one to Rose. I'm going to ask you to be 15 seconds or less, if you don't mind. This male writes in, are you holding on to the wrong relationship? It happened to me over 5 years ago when I realized that I was holding on to the wrong relationship. I knew after 3 months that this was not the relationship I wanted to be in, but I went along with it, and 5 years later, after falling in love, it was hard to let it go. Had I gotten out over 4 years ago, I would not be 4 years behind schedule with my plans. Don't waste time in a relationship, he says, that you know you don't want to be in. Rose, give me your take on that. Is he on point?
I totally agree with him. Obviously, he ignored the warning signs, and that's what we do sometimes. We see it there, but we ignore it because we, you know, something else caught our eye. So it's very important that we look out for those warning signs and take heed.
Okay, John, let me go to you with the next one here, and let me just ask you, you know, if you don't mind us asking this question. This male writes in, are you holding on to the wrong relationship? I think most people are probably in a relationship they really don't want to be in and just don't know how to leave. John, how true do you think that is with this guy sending in that message? Do you think that's true, most people don't know how to leave?
I think so. I think a lot of people do things to try to get out of the relationship so the other person would break up with them. But I don't think that most people know how to end it. They go on and they cheat and they do different things like that. But I would agree with the caller.
Okay. Let's go to another comment. Homer, we're going to give you this one. This female writes in. She says, in terms of holding on to the wrong relationship, she says, I could really use some strategies on getting out of a relationship that is simply going nowhere. I've been here for 3 years, and my love for him will not allow me to let him go. I tried before and always end up coming back. It's not easy. Homer, what advice would you have for her? She's been there 3 years, and she can't let him go.
Go to homer.com. I'll tell her definitely how to get out. he will be out of that relationship before the end of the night. I'm sorry, Dr. Walker. I plug my website on your show. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. That's all right. We don't mind homer.com. Tim, let me go to you real quick and ask you the same question. I mean, give her some advice. Are you going to tell her if she don't go to homer.com, come to tim.com?
No, I don't have a website for that. Nah. But she can call me 305-684-4725.
All right. Jack, we're going to give you this one, and we are clearly out of time. The producers are threatening. This female writes, and she says, I think the best way to ensure you don't stay in the wrong relationship is to assess the situation within the first 3 months before getting intimately involved with anyone. Mm. When you see the warning signs, you don't want to live with it. End it immediately. Jack, what's her? Is she on point?
No. I'm going to tell you why. Because, okay, now, I mean, I know the practice aside, and then, okay, we got to look at it from all angles and all. Now, I've heard you and Ms. Blake talk about you have to have counseling. You have to have counseling before the marriage and all. You're counseling not just one time, but you're counseling a number of times. You have that, and you have the God factor where you're praying about the situation and all. And then once you get into the relationship, then you know a lot about that individual. So if you do all of that ahead of time, all of these pre-steps before you get into the marriage and all, I think things will go a lot better than what it would once you got into it without going that route.
Okay. Thank you, Jack. Ms. Blake, we're going to ask you to take the last one, and we're clearly out of time. This female writes in, she said, my advice in terms of being in the wrong relationship too long, my advice is before you commit to any relationship, you should let the person know that you are simply dating and watch their behavior over the next 2 months before you commit on becoming or become intimate. Give me your thoughts on that, Ms. Blake.
That's great advice. That three-month rule, psychologists say that it takes 3 months for people to show their true colors.
Okay, on that note, we are clearly out of time. I want to thank everybody in my listening audience tonight. Those of you all that we weren't able to get to, we're clearly out of time. Please join us Friday for your half-hour inspiration program. Of course, if you choose to bypass this Friday's inspirational program, please join us next Tuesday live for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. When next week's topic, they just sent it over here to me, the male and female physical changes after the male and female physical changes after you've said, I do. All right, you don't want to miss that show. It's going to be a great show, and we look forward to you all coming back to us. Until this Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.